We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And welcome to West Hart Live. It's presented by Alabama Power. And Coach Hart, it's time to talk some Crimson Tide soccer. And first of all, what a wild night on Friday. Alabama really battling against LSU to a 3-3 draw and really having to battle the elements as well. Have you seen anything like what we saw on Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. That was probably the first time I've been a part of something like that. I think we had a game a couple years ago against Utah where we had a couple hour rain delay, but this one was I think a 3.5 hour rain delay. Kicked off at 10:05 or re-kicked off at 10:05, and field was kind of a sloppy mess, but we got the game in and we made it back home safely and ready for the next one.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And there was not a broadcast of that game. So you mentioned the sloppy conditions, the rainy conditions. Just what was it like there?
Yeah, you know what? It started off beautiful. The night was quite nice. Temperatures were great. And we got off to a great start. We went up 2 goals early. And then right as we scored the second goal, the lightning came in. So we're up 2-0, feeling good about the game and ourselves. And then we had to kind of sit on it for about 3 hours or 3.5 hours. Once we returned, unfortunately, their field doesn't drain, particularly well. So there was, pools of water everywhere. And, they were out. Their grounds crew did a great job of trying to squeegee the field and make it playable. But there were standing pools of water, and it was kind of a mess. But we're fortunate to be able to get the game in. Last thing we wanted to do was try to reschedule. With only 2 weeks left in the season, we didn't want to try to have to come back to LSU to try to reschedule that game or push it back any later than it was.
Before we talk more about the game, just how did your team stay loose having to deal with all these different delays? And I guess if there's any year to kind of learn how to deal with adversity, it's 2020, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was perfect for 2020. But we sat on the bus for, a good 30, 45 minutes and kind of just sat and waited to see what would happen. And then, fortunately, LSU was able to get us a room in their baseball stadium. They had a large room that we could kind of just sit and hang out in. Not ideal, but under the circumstances, it certainly could have been worse.
Well, let's talk about the soccer from that night, and let's talk about Carly Wyatt. What led to her scoring 2 goals almost seconds apart in that 19th minute?
Yeah, Wyatt was awesome. So we I think we subbed her in. Serena Pham needed to come off, and we subbed Carly Wyatt in, and within, I think it was her first touch, she scored a goal, and maybe her second touch, she scored her second goal. So she caught fire there. We know what Carly Wyatt is capable of. She can be lethal in front of that goal, and unfortunately, we've missed her for a few games this year early on. But I think she's playing very well, and we'll certainly be relying on her down the home stretch.
Certainly will, and you also got a goal from Serena Pham. What led to her opportunity later in the match?
Yeah, it was off a corner kick. You know, finally, as you know, we create quite a few corner kicks and finally converted one. So it was a ball sent in and headed back out to the top of the box. And Serena struck a very nice half volley that found the corner of the net. So at that point, we went up 3-1 and we were feeling really good about ourselves. And then about a minute later, you know, they served a ball into the box that we weren't able to clear out. And they answered right back. So, you know, all in all, you know, I appreciate the effort and the fight. I mean, it was much more of a battle and a fight than it was a soccer game, especially once that rain came. But we fought hard, battled hard. One of our, you know, kind of, you know, something that we were looking to improve upon from the Ole Miss game is just more of an urgency, more of a determination to get to goal, to get numbers in the box. And we certainly did a good job in that, scoring 3 goals. But, you know, we kind of made some mistakes in other areas that we were punished in, and hopefully we can get that cleaned up before A&M.
And LSU was able to score 3 goals in the match. But if you look at your goalkeeper, McKinley Crone, she made a lot of big stops as well. 6 saves, 110 minutes again for her. She's played every minute for you all in goals so far this year. Just what can you tell us about the job she's doing with so much responsibility on her shoulders?
Yeah, you know, McKinley's doing a great job. And, you know, she's coming into the season having sat out, you know, an entire year before this season and still battling, you know, with kind of little minor injuries where she's not fully 100%. But, you know, unfortunately for her and for our team, Kaylee Hammer, our second goalkeeper, you know, went down a couple weeks ago. And so now, you know, we don't have the option of giving McKinley any breaks and, you know, whether that's in the game or in training, you know, Mac's facing all the reps in training. So I think we're kind of wearing her down a little bit. We need to kind of probably ease off of her so that we don't kill her before the game. But Mac's done a great job for us.
Well, after the crazy travel to Baton Rouge, now you guys are back at home, ready to be in Tuscaloosa this Friday night against Texas A&M. And it is the final home match, so that means it is senior night. Just what can you tell us, first of all, about this senior class and what they've meant to you?
Oh, man, this senior class has been amazing. You know, they really kind of our first class, you know, we call them 2017s, but the 2016 recruiting class, which was, you know, a very talented class. You had Neely Martin in that class, who just graduated last year, and Chloe Mays and Alex Plavin, a very good class. But those were all players that were, you know, verbally committed before we even got here. So, you know, we certainly enjoyed coaching them. They were awesome for the program, but they weren't players that we, you know, kind of even knew about before getting here. So this 2017 is kind of the first class that we had the ability to recruit. And they've done a heck of a job of, you know, kind of elevating this program and really kind of laying a foundation that we're going to be able to build off of.
And now they get to have their senior night coming up against a very good opponent in Texas A&M. They're 4-1 so far this season, coming off a 3-1 victory at Tennessee last week. Just what can you tell us about the Aggies and the team that Coach Guerrieri is bringing to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, you know, Texas A&M, you know, traditionally is always one of the top teams in the conference, if not the country. And this might be the best Texas A&M team I've seen since I've been here. So they have, you've got a lot of weapons, and not many holes at all. I mean, you look across the field, you really don't see any weak spots on their team. So they play a nice brand of soccer. They'll keep it for long stretches. They'll certainly cause us some problems, as they've done with every team. But, you know, for us, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, we've matched up well with Texas A&M. So, you know, in my time that we've been here, I think, in SEC games, regular season games, I think we're 2 wins, 2 losses and a tie, with 2 wins coming at home. And I think both times they were ranked. So, you know, we've matched up well against Texas A&M. So we're certainly looking forward to this opportunity.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of West Hart Live. Just best of luck in training this week, and we look forward to Friday night, Alabama against Texas A&M. Roll Tide.
Awesome. Roll Tide, Roddy.
All right. Thanks to Coach Hart, and thank you for watching the Crimson Tide Sports Network.